among us can use rest? Who needs peace in their lives? If we look around at society today, with the COVID pandemic, social upheaval, or perhaps even issues in our own lives, I gather that most of us need to rest, need to have peace in their lives. And that, my dear friends, is what Jesus is offering us in today's gospel. Come to me, all you who are labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. We all know life can be burdensome at times. However, those of us who bear the name Christian know the one to whom we can always turn, the Lord Jesus. He says to each of us every morning, come to me. We need to surrender our burdens and freely take up his yoke. And what is that yoke? We hear later in Matthew's gospel what Jesus was talking about. Love God and love your neighbor. These two commandments sound simple, and yet, when we stop and think what it means to love God and love our neighbor, especially to love our neighbor, well, we can feel our shoulders start to sag. What Jesus offers us, taking up his yoke, is not meant as an imposition. Love is never an imposition. It is a choice and a gift. There, from the depths of our hearts, is where we find the strength to carry that yoke, trusting that the God who makes all things possible will also make it possible to bear any burden, to carry any load. And if we do, Jesus, meek and humble of heart Jesus, assures us that he will give us that most blessed of gifts, rest. All of us, at some point in our lives, have experienced Jesus' peace. We have tasted the joy of his forgiveness in the sacrament of confession, the assurance that he's taken care of loved ones who have passed, the consolation of knowing that he is near. And yet, sometimes, that interior peace is not as deep and steady as we would like. So, is there anything we can do to experience Jesus' peace more steadily, more securely, and more deeply? Jesus tells us, learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Meekness is the uncommon strength that enables us to treat other people with patience, respect, and kindness. Jesus was meek because even when people abused him, mocked him, tortured him, unjustly condemned him, and lied about him, he forgave them as he hung on the cross. When we follow Jesus' example of meekness, it allows his peace to spread into our hearts. And throughout his earthly ministry, Jesus shows us how humility begins and grows through prayer. Jesus was regularly in prayer with God. Every time we pray sincerely, we acknowledge our dependence on God, an act of humility. Prayer is not about doing or getting, but rather about being, receiving, giving, and loving. The more we grow in humility, the more Jesus' peace, strength, and wisdom takes over our hearts. My dear friends, today and every day, Jesus calls us to come to him, to follow and obey him, so that he can give us rest. Our Lord invites us to walk by his side, uniting our crosses to his cross, as if we and he were harnessed to the same yoke. So as we leave Mass today inspired by the Word of God and strengthened by the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, what are those things that we need to let go of? What are those things we can do so that we can pick up our Lord's yoke with meekness and humility?